T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I can't even talk today. Welcome back to News Radio 930 WBEN. Michael Caputo in for Sandy Beach here on Beach and Company. 11:08. We've got 52 minutes left of the show today. We're talking about your first concert. What was that? When was that? Where was that? And what concert would you really like to see that you haven't or you can't because they've passed? 30930 is our text board. You text in the first show you saw, comment or two. I'll read it on the air. Also, 8030930, we're taking calls from people who want to tell us a story about their first show or someone they missed and didn't get to see. On our board here, from a texter, Led Zeppelin, I saw Fall of 1969, Kleinahan's Music Hall. I remember them coming out on stage and doing Communication Breakdown. Quite the experience. Can you imagine seeing that? Man. In 1969, can you imagine that?
It was still a new band.
I know. Ah, what a great! I get chills when I listen to the Led Zeppelin. I get chills.
I think I have all the CDs now.
Yeah. It's good stuff. What's your first concert? What concert do you wish you had seen or can see, could see, but haven't? Dan in West Seneca, what's your first concert?
Oh, you're going to laugh. But
I am?
Really, yes, it was Andy Williams, and he was wonderful. you asked the first one, and I'd be honest, really, Andy.
Where'd you see him?
I believe that was Kleinahan's Music Hall, and I believe it was 1960-something, maybe 1970.
Oh, you know, Andy Williams was a radio play at that time. He was top 40.
Well, and he had the number one television show when variety shows really encompassed evening television. Ed Sullivan was still on TV. But being from Buffalo, and I think that all you guys there would agree, some of the greatest entertainers of our time have come to Buffalo. I seen Elvis Presley in Memorial Auditorium. And you know what? My anticipation, my own personal buildup to him, and then the concert itself, I was disappointed. I'm going to be honest, so I'm going to get shot by somebody, right?
Yeah.
Greatest show I think that I had the privilege to see, there'd be two of them, and one was Simon and Garfunkel.
Where?
It was here, HSBC Center. It was the Old Friends Tour with the Everly Brothers.
Oh, wow.
They opened for Simon and Garfunkel, and they kind of competed with each other a little bit. Simon and Garfunkel actually gave them a compliment and said that when they were Tom and Jerry, they were mimicking the Everly Brothers. I thought that was, you could tell they had a real affection for one another. That was a wonderful show. My God, we had John Fogerty from Creedence Clearwater at Darien Lake, and he was electrifying. I was at that Heart concert. John Cougar opened for them, and that gentleman was absolutely correct. I didn't know what to expect. I think the Dog and Butterfly album was really big at the time, and I don't know who.
Right, remember that?
Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Who outperformed who? Yeah, you know what? I seen Johnny Cash, and to me, he was more entertaining at Melody Fair than Elvis Presley was at Memorial Auditorium. You know, it's really hard. And music. I remember talking to Sandy Beach back when I was young. You could listen to Johnny Cash and Creedence Clearwater Revival on the same radio station because they both had top 40 hits. I don't think they do that anymore. And Buffalo, just incredible. Dion DiMucci at Melody Fair. The Four Tops at Melody Fair. We've had so many entertainers. I saw Frank Sinatra. Now it's the Niagara Falls Casino there, but I think it used to be called the Niagara Falls Convention Center, and Sinatra had to be 70-something.
Elvis also played the Niagara Falls Convention Center.
They used to attract a lot of entertainers there. It was a wonderful venue. When I saw Frank Sinatra in his 70s, I think he was born in 1915, and I think that would have been circa 1982 or 3, I'm not sure. Frank Sinatra commanded the audience. I've never felt like that before. I felt like I was in front of the Pope.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, Sinatra owned a house in Lewiston at one time.
I had heard that, Joe, and I know you're from that area. Joe, actually, I know a place that you frequent a lot, Jim Sullivan's in the Falls. He speaks highly of you.
Yes, love Sullivan's.
The best place on the planet.
Yeah.
Tony, you're also fond of their other place.
Yes, Vizzy's.
Vizzy's.
Well, I haven't tried Vizzy's yet. I've always wanted to, but I've heard so many good things about their burgers.
You know, these summertime hot dog shops, et cetera, they're fun and everything. Sullivan's, they break the norm. They really do. I love that place. We got to go before it closes.
Yes. Somewhere.
Bring our kids again. That was so fun when we went there.
Let me know when you're available.
I'm in. Hey, Dan, thanks for calling in, man. Really appreciate it. We got a lot of callers. I mean, I'll tell you what.
This is fun.
It is. I love this. I'm so glad I got out of the politics rut today. Gosh, thank you, everybody, for helping me get over that hump.
I'll give you a disappointing concert.
What's that?
The Who.
Yeah? When?
One of their farewell tours. One of many at the stadium. It was late 80s. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, I'm not a huge Who fan, but they just didn't do much for me.
Remember when they had that stampede in Cincinnati and a bunch of Who fans were hurt and killed?
Yeah.
Remember that? I saw the next show, which was in Toronto, or one of the next shows, and it was tremendous.
Really?
It was Roger Daltrey was really shaken up by what happened to the fans, and he just, like, he was tearing everybody up. It was an amazing show. I remember that. I remember Quee driving and David Rettig with his cast, all my old buddies, you know, Paul Kennedy, Mark Chilcott, Chet, all of my old gang going up to see The Who, man. The Who was us, man. Quadrophenia, that album, that was us, you know. It was a great time. Listen, we got people on the board. I'm going to get to every single one of these calls. 30930, of course, is our text board, and they're just flowing in. This is really something else. First concert, one texter says, Paul Revere and the Raiders. I'm so old. The best, I don't know, maybe it's tied. Garth Brooks 3 years ago and Paul McCartney last summer in Syracuse. Incredible shows. We'll be right back after these messages here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Michael Caputo in for Sandy Beach here on Beach & Company. You know when I'm in the studio because I forget to hit my button. deal of the day today. Have a prime dinner with this prime deal from MTK Prime. Get 50% off a $75 gift certificate at MTK Prime. Just $37.50 for a $75 gift certificate. A heck of a deal from My Buffalo Perks. Details at mybuffaloperks.com. And some people are wondering what the cash code is for 11. It's sand. That's right, sand. We're talking about your favorite concert. Your favorite concert. 30930 is our text board, but you've got 8030930. Our callers can call in, tell us what your first show was and what concert you really wish you had seen or still want to see. On our board, our text board, 30930 to text us. August 25th. This person knows the day. Yeah. August 25th, 1974, Summerfest. Rich Stadium, Ace Chicago, Doobie Brothers, and Ozark Mountain Daredevils. Remember them?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, this texter was 13 years old.
Wow.
I wouldn't let my daughter near that concert at 16. Oh, my gosh. Ah, that's funny.
I wonder if we have anybody out there that has seen saw Jimi Hendrix in concert. I can't imagine what that would have been like.
No kidding. This one here, ZZ Top, saw them again. That's my first show, saw them again last Friday at the Erie County Fair, and they can still rock the house, John from Cuba,
ZZ's
New York.
Excellent. I saw them several times.
The best show I ever saw from ZZ Top. Gorky Park in Moscow.
Really?
Yes. ZZ Top came over in 1990, let's say, six, right? And it was an outdoor show in this outdoor kind of, I guess the communists used to have rallies there back in the days of communism. And I because I was involved, I had started Rock the Vote Russia, I had really good access. I had tags to go all over the place and walking around with my buddy, Mike Conforti, who, if you're listening, you know him, you know who I'm talking about. Mike and I were hanging around in this show, back where we, you know, there's always a sweet spot for the sound system. It's somewhere in the middle, maybe to the right a little bit. And we're hanging in this sweet spot for the sound system. And we see members of this biker gang, a very violent, night wolves, they were called, coming in, and they were hanging around, and they were drunk, carrying six packs, just wasted. And they're big and bad and bald and tattooed and not good tattoos, like the kind you get in the big house. These guys came in, right? And they were playing, what's that? Have Mercy. Remember that song? I'm waiting on the bus all day, right? They're playing that. That's a heck of a song, right? And these guys go nuts, these bikers. And there was this one that was about 350 pounds, shaved head with tattoos all over his scalp, right? And they were taking him. And running with guys in each arm, running with him, and then he was diving into the crowd. And he was hurting people, have mercy, and then wham, all this is going on, right? And we turn around and we see the militia come in with their sticks, right? Their clubs. And they come in, they get this, there are eight militiamen on this guy, and they can't stop him. He's laughing, rolling around laughing, until they beat him unconscious with his stick. And then the song ended. I'll never forget that the rest of my life.
Yikes.
I mean, let me tell you something. Russia, there's some rough trade over there, for sure. I'm going to go to the phones. Let me see. Faz in Buffalo. What was your first show, Faz?
Hey, it's Faz.
Sorry, Faz.
Show, that's okay. August 9th, 1988, Scorpions.
Oh, wow.
Amusement tour coming off of the Monsters of Rock tour where they first toured Russia and did all those shows in Leningrad.
I saw them in the Scorpions of the Monsters of Rock tour.
Where was this?
This was in Tucson, where I used to live.
Awesome.
The interesting part is I was actually there with a fractured hip. I got hit by a truck a few weeks before.
Wow.
I wasn't about to miss the show.
Wow, Foz. So what'd you do? You're in a wheelchair or something?
Crutches in the back.
Oh, my gosh.
But Michael, I want to congratulate you on your legal defense fund.
Oh, thanks.
Getting to the point, I was able to contribute. I was going to buy Hillary's book, but it came free with a multi-pack of Charmin, so I was...
Foz, I'll tell you what, man. My wife and I were shocked at the response that we got because we were in a pretty bad situation. I mean, my legal fees were mounting. I have an incredible attorney in Dennis Vacco. Our family owes Dennis Vacco and his law firm everything. He's an incredible person. And, we started our legal fund, Foz, you remember, here in Buffalo. We didn't really talk about it much outside of Buffalo. And the people of Buffalo really, really kicked in. People of Western New York, just real. Thank you, Foz, so much for your donation. And
we did the same for Andy Dalton.
Yeah, yeah, but great guy.
I wanted to let you know some of the best shows because I was in Tucson a majority of my life. I did see Korn twice, but
too cool.
Oxygen Tank now, but you ever can see Engelbert or Rammstein or Weird Al Yankovic, all great shows.
Yeah, you know, I'll talk about my ballet again. Our agent for our ballet.
You have to.
Yeah, do you have to? And the agent for our ballet is the agent for Rammstein. Believe it or not, I get to hang out with Rammstein when they're in New York. Isn't that cool?
Wow, and you survived?
Yeah, I know. These guys are nuts, man. These heavy, holy crap, I can't hang. I cannot. It's like, okay, got to go. Hotel's calling. Foz, thank you very much. Best wishes to you. Thanks again.
I mean, Sandy's great now, but it's a great break. But congratulations on all your success and keep fighting the good fight.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much. I'm going to go to Bill in Orchard Park. Bill, what's your first show? You there, Bill?
Yes, I am.
What was your first show?
Jimi Hendrix.
No way. How did I just pick you up after Tony just asked that question? What was that like?
That was pretty cool. That was my first big-time concert. And I don't even remember the date or anything. It was...
Do you remember the place?
Huh?
What city?
Buffalo.
Yeah? I'm sorry, say that again. What venue?
Buffalo Auditorium.
Wow. That's amazing. Tell us about that show. My gosh, I wish I could have been there.
It was so long ago, I didn't even smell any pot there.
Wow.
To be honest with you, I've heard better guitar players than what I heard there. But it was just the whole deal, seeing Hendrix, and it was fun.
That's neat. Who do you wish you could see that you haven't?
I would like to see the Grateful Dead again. I've never seen the Stones. I'd like to see them. Bob Seger again, maybe. A lot of the new music doesn't do much for me.
Yeah, somebody mentioned, I think maybe it was you, Tony, that, you know, we're going to see bands that have been around for 30 and 40 years, and I just don't know if people like Joe and others are in 30 years going to be going to concerts for people that came out now, fresh new acts. I mean, can you imagine, Joe, in 30 years? Like, Bill, I mean, he went to go, if he could see Seeger, I saw Seeger in the 70s.
Well, like, I like to see music from 30 years ago before I was around. Like, my favorite era of music is 80s, mm-hmm. music. Like, next week, seeing a Culture Club at Art Park with the B-52s and Thompson Twins.
Very cool.
That stuff, I think you're right, though. I think if I ever have children, which, you know, don't worry. It's probably not going to happen.
There must be a woman involved, just so
right,
you know.
Right, yeah. So if that ever happened, I don't think they'd be listening to the music of my time.
Is what?
Like, mid-2000s, I'd say.
No, what would be a band that in 30 years...
I think, like, and you're going to laugh at me, but I think the Backstreet Boys people would still be listening to in 30 years. But I think some of, like, we were talking about the EDM, right? Mm-hmm. And I think some of that stuff from when I was in college, mid-2000s, I don't think that will, in 30 years, be listened to by people who weren't around when it was popular.
Right, yeah.
I think 80s music in 30 years will still be very popular. Rock that you guys are talking about will still be very popular. The people won't be around. Most of them won't be around, but I think it'll be very popular music. I don't think most music today has that sustainability.
That's terrible. What's up?
Here's one thing, though, is I've discovered how many young people are getting into the music that we listen to. Kids that I've coached that tell me they listen to Lynyrd Skynyrd. They listen to Pink Floyd. That's amazing. But, you know, it's not that, okay, this today's music we know is not as great as what we listen to, in our opinion. But they're picking up on our stuff. That amazes me.
It's interesting because I go to a Grateful Dead show, and it's all filled with young people. And they're all into... You know, Tedeschi Trucks, you know, Fish and everything as well.
Oof.
I know.
Oof. That is rough.
All right, listen, what was your favorite concert? What was your first concert? What concert do you wish you could see and you didn't, you can't, you won't? Give us a ring, 803-0930-30930, our text board. Michael Caputo in for Sandy Beach here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome back, Buffalo. Tony, you always do me right. Michael Caputo in for Sandy Beach here on Beach & Company. 11:38 here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Great song. Hey, what was your favorite concert? What was your first one, Joe?
Well, my first one, as we mentioned, Whitney Houston. And I know the listeners are going to beat me up for this, but I have two favorite concerts. One I already mentioned. Garth Brooks 3 years ago was a great show.
Incredible.
To have him come back here and to see one of the first of the weekend of shows, it was really good. My and this is tied for first, the Black and Blue Tour Backstreet Boys. Now, I've seen the Backstreet Boys a ton of time in concerts. That was the best one just because of the circumstances. It was 7 days after 9/11. I was in the 10th row. You know, it was just a different tone to that concert, and it's one I will always remember. Not their greatest album, but definitely their greatest concert. Also, I got a text. Can I just give a quick update? Had a date last night.
Uh-oh.
Went very well. I would like the BEN audience to know I had what I would call a successful date last night. There should be a third, but I'll keep you updated.
All right. Are we going to put wagers on this?
Well, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
Have you shown her the photo of you in your American flag Speedo?
You know, Michael, that is probably a third or fourth date thing. but she is friends with me on social media. So if she's gone through my Instagram or Facebook, she has seen the picture and just not let me know. It hasn't scared her off.
His second date? Was this?
This was second date.
Yeah. Oh, well, she's been through your social media.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, all the way back years.
So, you know, two what I would call successful dates. I you know, it's always nice to have someone that you can actually talk to. And after two dates of conversation, is not scared off. But we'll see. We'll see. That is how I took it. It's not a third date unless you're on the third date. So
I hear that. And I'm telling you, Joe, I'm just glad to hear there's a woman involved. I think that's great. I think it's wonderful. It's a step in the right direction. Right, Tom?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. 30930 is our text board. It is blowing up. You checking this out? It is flying, these texts. This one's awesome. What was your first concert, and what concert would you like to see? 8030930. Got one line open if you want to give us a call. This texter said, first show, 1975, Boulevard Mall parking lot, Orleans, Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show, and the Runaways.
Holy cow.
And after that, this texter took off after this show, went to Williamsville North High School Gymnasium and saw Talas. That is like a day of music. And your first day.
I saw Talas on Hurdle Avenue. It was called Hurdle Happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was Green Jello opened. And they were just amazing.
They were huge in the 70s.
Yeah.
Huge. I want to go to the phones. 803-930. What's your first concert? What was your first concert? What concert would you love to see? How interesting. I'm having a blast here. I love this. Jerry in Gatesville, thanks for hanging on, man.
Hey, hi, thanks. I guess the first concert that I remember of any import was Buddy Guy. I was given a job with some friends at the Glen Park Casino as a bartender, you know, so got to see him and a few other guys having a good time. If I can just roll into Jimmy at the Yard, like the other caller, I enjoyed myself, you know, come on, it was Jimi Hendrix, but not my favorite of all time concerts. And those two, Michael, would be one of two, either in Golden Gate Park in the Summer of Love 67 with Janis, Big Brother, The Dead, and Airplane at a Chocolate George Hell's Angel funeral.
Wow.
Yeah, it cost me 25 cents. You know, they asked, do you want to make a donation? That's all I had in my pocket. And they say, oh, thanks, man.
Wow.
We had ourselves a good time. The other one was at the Fillmore, Fillmore East. Of all things, this group, and Michael, you probably heard of them, Electric Flag.
Of course. At the Fillmore. Holy gosh.
Yeah. And the most memorable moment of that was when Buddy Miles, corpulent, sweating profusely, Buddy Miles, after a fantastic drum solo, just rocked the place. He kicks away his drums. He has all to do to rumble up to the microphone and start singing and wailing about the blues. And we just, you know, it was off the charts. And the only, I would love to have seen the Beatles, I've seen a lot of concerts, but that I don't want to, run my mouth too long. So that's my scorecard, buddy.
Jerry, one question before we go to break here. What was your last concert?
It was at Art Park with my man Jeff Beck. Yep.
There we go. Jerry, I want to hang out with you. You see the shows, my friend.
Yes.
Buffalo is a great town for music, man, and we have a lot of music fans here. I love Buffalo.
I really, you know, we probably were at the same concert or somewhere down the line. And
yeah, you and I hung out, I'm sure.
Yeah, big time. Like that, we've been in the same classroom, different schools somewhere.
Right.
You know.
Brother from another mother.
Yeah, that's it too.
Hey, Jerry, you have a great day. We got to go on a break here.
Take the tube off my hands, man. It's getting hot.
All right, brother. Hey, wait 1 second, Joe.
Yeah, just a quick issue on the 290 between the 290 East, I'm sorry, between the Boulevard and past Colvin. I'm looking on the cameras right now. All three lanes jammed up. Avoid it if you can. We'll try to get more info for you.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages here on News Radio 930 WBEN. First concert, and we got a full board of calls. I'm going to go flip right through it. I'm going to ask you guys to tell us your first concert and chat a little bit, but we're going to try and get everybody in. A great text here. First Superfest at the stadium, part 12. This was my first concert, 1977. Jay Giles, Bob Seger, and the Silver Bullet Band. Yes, that was an incredible. I saw it. I mean, yes.
I'd love to have seen
you. I saw that show. I remember I was standing like 10 feet from the stage. Incredible show. I was right, probably right next to this texter. He says this person says they wish they could have been at the Beatles show in Hamburg, Germany. Incredible record-breaking show. Let me go right to the board here. Stan, on your cell phone there, what was your first show?
Gentlemen, I'm going to blow you away with this one. The Whirly Drive and John Balby and Steppenwolf.
No way.
Yes, in like 74, 75 when I was like a sophomore or junior at Hutch Tech.
Yeah, Valby was opening a lot for those kinds of shows in the 70s.
All I remember was the heavy smell of pot and a lot of bikers. The chosen few were there. And if you looked at somebody the wrong way, you felt like you were going to get attacked or something.
Well, as Steppenwolf was always kind of a biker band.
Yes, and the one I would have loved to have been, it would have been the Stones at Altamont Speedway.
Oh, right. I wouldn't want to be near the stage, though.
Correct.
Yeah.
I roadied for Valby one time.
You did?
I had to pick carry his piano up a couple flights of stairs, and he was tremendous.
He's still playing out, isn't he?
Yeah, he's still kicking butt.
He's there.
Yeah. All right, thanks a lot, Stan. I'm going to go right to Brian in Ontario. Brian, what's your first show?
Hey, buddy. A couple of things before. I just want to say, whoever your program director is that hired you and Tom and David is a genius. He needs an award. He needs $1 million. For you guys are the triumvirate of intelligent, smart, articulate, amazing radio. I'm blown away. And I'm from Canada, and we have some half-decent radio. But I love listening to you guys. And the knowledge bank that you three guys have, your history, geography, science, and the fact that you know where all the skeletons are buried, I love listening to you. So hats off.
Thanks a lot, man. I'm sure Tim Wenger's check is in the mail.
Because I don't know what happened somehow. But anyway, first and second, I just want to say to Joe, he had two dates, but now he admitted he went to a Whitney Houston concert and a Backstreet Boys. He's not getting a third.
I think that's the end of it.
Actually, she knew I was seeing the Backstreet Boys in Vegas before our first date. So hasn't scared her off, but I might want to keep that on the DL. I'll take the advice.
But the whole Whitney Houston thing, dude.
Just something like pick like some heavy metal thing, or you know.
I'm seeing Metallica in October. Maybe that'll make up for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I think that will get you.
You might have to see him twice, Joe. Hey, Brian. What was your first show?
The first show was in at the CNE Stadium. Some of you guys might remember it. We're like an hour away from you guys. It was the Eagles' "Hell Freezes Over" tour in 93.
Oh, wow.
Don Henley had said, you know, the Eagles aren't getting back together until "Hell Freezes Over." Well, they got back together, original lineup, and they played an astounding concert. My wife had a connection with Labatt's beer salesman in Toronto. We're like five rows from the front. And then Sheryl Crow opened for them, and she was just coming up. She had been Don Henley's background singer. She blew it away, and then the Eagles came out. And my wife and I were only married a couple of years, and I just remember sitting there, and we're so close. And I'm listening to stuff that I used to play with the windows down, you know, in the 70s and 80s, yeah, on the way to work. And it was like, oh, my God, I'm looking at Don Henley and Glenn Frey. And it blew my head off, and I'll always remember that. The other second concert, and you know, a lot of you guys listening, you know, you might as well be Canadian because you're so close. Tragically Hip, the year before Gord Downie died, I got to go to London, Ontario, and listen to an astounding concert just before he got sick. And the Tragically Hip played everything. And, you know, between the Eagles and the Tragically Hip, I know Tragically Hip never made it, you know, south of the Mason-Dixon. But all the states that border Canada, everyone listening knows. Buffalo, you know, Detroit, all the way across. The Tragically Hip, you know, blew everyone's mind. And it was great music. And it's a soundtrack of our lives.
Yeah, you know, I missed that whole part of it because I was in Washington and overseas. I came back, everybody's talking about Tragically Hip. I hadn't even heard of them, you know. But they were amazing. This guy, Gord, he turned a lot of people's hearts around, you know.
What? Just do yourself a favor one Friday night. Just put some of the stuff on. Not only what he writes about, like an intellectual person like yourself, he wrote about Canadian history and world history and then wove it into these songs that were what do they call earworms?
Yeah,
the stuff was nuts. I learned to play guitar because of Tragically Hip. I would sit there, the Eagles, Tragically Hip. You know, if you can play four chords, you can play most Tragically Hip and most Eagles. And every night we go away on holidays, sit around a fire. Those are the songs that come out, and it just there's something about it that just moves your soul. And give it a listen. And if any of you are in the audience, like, give it a listen.
You got it, Brian. I'll do that. Thanks for your call, man. I really appreciate it. You know, we have a texter here that wrote, my first show, Milli Vanilli, in the front row. My aunt turned to me and said, you know, they're lip syncing, right? I said, of course they're not. And I was jumping up and down. He said, that's great. I love it.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, Joey.
Milli Vanilli, Blame It on the Rain.
Right.
And Girl, You Know It's True.
Mm-hmm.
Great songs.
Whoever really sang them.
Yeah, yeah. I don't care that they weren't singing it. They were great songs, awesome music videos. I you know.
Hey, I got to go to Tom in Hamburg. That's where I graduated. Tom, real quick, what was your first concert?
Okay, I think it was 75. The other guy stole my thunder. I was at that Steppenwolf concert, too. I was like 14.
Yeah.
And he was right, man. There was shows with a few bikers everywhere. But I went to see my first concert was Charlie Daniels at the Lancaster Speedway in about 74, 75. And Johnny Winter opened up for him.
Sounds like you're about our age. Or...
Yeah, and then I saw Johnny Winter later on in 87, 88, at the Crystal Beach Ballroom. And my wife was pregnant at the time, and it was a standing room only crowd. Johnny Winter made one of his roadies go get a chair so my wife could sit down.
Isn't that cool? He's a gentleman. Hey, Tom, thanks for calling in. Love Hamburg. Listen, I got to tell you, the cash code for the 12 o'clock hour is record or record. Record. Michael Caputo in for Sandy Beach. Thank you so much. You'll hear me again on Monday here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.